Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. And we are certainly grateful for God including us in his plan for this day. I tell you, we're right into the summer months, and we're excited about what God yet has in store. And so we give him praise. We hope that life finds you well on this day as we prepare for what God has in store and for us to make our contribution of our gifts to be a witness of God's amazing grace. Isn't God's grace amazing? I mean, when we begin to think about all that God has done for us and how he's continued to keep us, we can't help but say what an amazing God we serve. And we thank God that we're covered by his amazing grace even today. I pray today that you will release that which God has placed on the inside of you as you prepare to make your way. Many of you are already moving about. And that the Spirit of the true and living God will fall afresh on you today, and that you will be excited about what yet lies in store, and that God will give you exactly what you need in order to be who he has called you to be. And so we pray a special prayer for all of those today, before we do this little inspirational thought, for all of those today, as we just mentioned, Evangelist Cleveland, she's rehabbing from surgery, and those who are yet trying to get back on track from the loss of loved ones. You know, you never get back to a place of where you were, because the memory and the pain of death is still present. But God has promised that he will walk with us and that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said he'd be with us always, even until the end. He said he walks with us even through the valley of the shadow of death. And so we can be encouraged in knowing that when the crowds fall apart and they go about their regular activities and doing what they normally do, and you find yourself at a low point in life, know that God is with you, and he's promised that he would continue to sustain you and give you what you need in that hour when you feel as if you're all by yourself. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for being our God. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We're realizing, we're confident in the fact that in you we live, move, and have our being. And we understand clearly today on June the 25th that we are nothing without you. And so we pray that you will allow your Spirit to fall afresh on us, that you will lift us by your love and encourage us by your Spirit, that you will empower us by your grace and give us a boldness and a sure determination to continue to trust you even when we can't trace you. We're encouraged today, God, that you have forgiven us of our sins and that you constantly have us on your mind. Thank you, God, for being a prayer answering God, for hearing and answering our prayers. We ask that you would forgive us of all of our unconfessed sins. And now, God, cover us from the attack of the enemy and shield us from those things that are going to try to cause us to take our eyes off of you. And so we thank you today for family, and we thank you for relationships. We thank you for the body of Christ called church. And in particular, we thank you for anointed temple of praise. And we're grateful for these who have gathered on this call today. And so we ask your choicest blessing to be upon us even as we move forward, and that we will utilize and exercise our gifts to your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Well, just a brief meditation. One of my favorite passages of scripture, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more. Somebody say more, more abundantly. You know, it's a little book I have. I have several books, but there's a book entitled An Enemy Called Average. And the author is John Mason. It's An Enemy Called Average. And there are several inspirational nuggets there. I think a while back, I perhaps even did a sermon series around An Enemy Called Average. And all of us who take our calling seriously, we understand clearly that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says something very interesting that lifts us in that particular passage of scripture and gives us hope and gives us encouragement. Jesus says, I have come that you might have life, and not just any kind of life, but that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If the enemy can keep us in a place that God never desired us to be, we will find ourselves struggling in all aspects of our lives. I say, if the enemy keeps you in a place that God has never desired or intended or wanted you to be in, then we'll find ourselves struggling with all aspects of our life. Some of us are trying to figure out our calling. Some are trying to figure out what is my place? What is God trying to get me to do? What is my purpose? You know, we hear that all the time. But if the enemy can keep you at a place that God never desired, then you'll find yourself asking those questions often, and you'll find yourself struggling. Somebody's on the call today, and you're struggling and straining, and you're trying to make sense of what God would have for you to do. But know that you have to get up every morning and speak over your life and bind the attack of the enemy, because he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy wants you to live a defeated life. He wants you to go around struggling and straining. As a matter of fact, the enemy wants you to live an average life. He wants to kill your hopes. He wants to kill your dreams and destroy your future. And he wants to steal and snatch the promise that God has placed over your life. He wants to take away the destiny from your life and have you living a ho-hum life, not trying and have no purpose or no ambition or no excitement and enthusiasm about the goodness and the grace of God. You know, the successful individual is one who will do what an average person will not do. Many times people talk about how they want to be successful in life, and many times I think we measure our success based upon the standards of the world. But we're clear that the word of God says, be not what? Conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But the successful individual is the one who will do what the average person will not do. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about a successful person will set goals and set standards, and they will have vision and mission and purpose, and they're not just aimlessly going about doing whatever happened. They will develop spiritual disciplines that will direct them, like studying the word and applying the word, not just being a hearer of the word, but putting feet to that faith that you have and walking out and stretching yourself and going the extra mile, giving of your time and your talents and your resources back to God. That's what those spiritual disciplines are all about, fasting and praying. And not just waiting for an emergency to come or to develop before you get serious about being who God has called you to be. And so if you just decide that you're going to be an average person, then guess what? You're going to get average things. But when you decide that you're going to step out, you're going to go the extra mile, you're going to develop spiritual disciplines, you're going to start exercising, you're going to start getting in that word, not just on Monday or Wednesday, but by the time Sunday rolls around, you'll be so excited that people will be looking at you and wondering why you're so excited when you go to church. So some of us just want to be average. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. There's an enemy called average. You know, when I was going to school, I just wanted to get by. I was not really that interested in being the head of my class and getting all A's and all of that. I just wanted to see. I just wanted to make sure that I kept my average up to the point where I could continue to play ball and continue to, you know, pursue my sports activities and be just an average student. There were some who excelled, and I knew that I had it in me that was much better than just being average. But I just wanted to get by. Some of us in life, when it comes to being who God has called us to be, we just want to be average. You know, don't push me, Reverend. Don't stretch me. Don't give me anything extra to do. Don't put any pressure on me. Just let me settle and just let me be average. You know, I want to tell you today that there's an A on the inside of you that's just waiting to come forth. You're looking for a C, but there's an A that God has placed on the inside of you that's waiting to come forth. Just give me less than, just give me less, Reverend. Just don't give me anything more. But you can do more. You can be more. You can do better. You ought to go to your job just excited today and, you know, you just watching the clock. But no, go on in there and turn it up a notch. Somebody say hallelujah in this house. And so here's what an average is. And I'm getting ready to close. Here's what average is. The enemy called average. I'm going to tell you what average is. Average is nothing more than being at the top of the bottom. Wow. Isn't that something? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. There's an A on the inside of you that's waiting to come forth. There's an eagle in you that God has placed on the inside of you. And you're walking around with the chickens, but God has designed you to soar like an eagle. Well, that's the thought for today, John 10:10. And know that there is a spirit out there. There's an enemy called average. But God has not called us to be average. He's called us to live above, and he's called us to go the extra mile and to give of our best to the master. So I hope that that encourages you today as you prepare to make your way and know that God wants you to succeed. He wants you to do it his way. And you'll look around and you'll have to thank him because you know that you're walking in what he would have for your life. All right. Hope you have a fantastic day today. And don't forget now to keep those spiritual antennas up even as you make your way. Be encouraged. And step out and watch God step in. Until next time, you be blessed.